It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Amen. Praise God. God is good. And it is the day before Thanksgiving, and we are so happy. So happy to be with you. So happy that God is with us. And we thank God for all of his merciful kindness and tender mercies. At this time, we would invite our dear Maria to give our opening prayer at this time.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. Lord, we thank you for this time of year to be able to have an opportunity to share you even more with others during this holiday season. We thank you for giving us the time to recognize our Creator. Thank you for giving us this day of creation. And as we go into this morning's broadcast, we pray that your Spirit will be with us and help us, Lord, to remember our God who is worthy of all praise. May we praise you, glorify your name on this day. Is our prayer, for we ask that you will bless this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about
it's about time.
It is about time. God bless each one of you all. We're just so happy to be with you. We will not have our morning services on Thanksgiving or the day after. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together to praise and worship God. So let's have a word of prayer. I want to share a scripture, and then we're just opening the phone line. So have your testimonies ready. We ask that you go ahead and press star 6. We look so we can just not waste any time. But I'm going to be showing you a scripture why you shouldn't waste any time giving thanks. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for blessing us to see this season. Father, times are tumultuous, and they're only going to get worse before they get better. They'll get better when we hear the voice of God telling us the day and the hour of your coming just before Jesus comes in the clouds of heaven. But prior to that, Father, financially, the spirituality of the world will be in great decline. But your people will get closer and closer to you because of the tribulation and persecution. We thank you, and we ask you bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reading to you, brothers and sisters, from Luke chapter 17. Luke 17. The Bible says, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their eyes and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed." That's a good spiritual lesson. Healing involves cleansing. That's why we fast and juice and do enemas and eat a plant-based diet, so on and so forth. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed," so true healing involves cleansing, "turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" 10 had leprosy. 10 were healed. 10 were cleansed. But only one was made whole. The one who was made whole came back to say thank you. And the Bible says twice that in his thanksgiving, it was called glorifying God. So brothers and sisters, when we give a testimony, it glorifies God. So I know you want to glorify God today. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, it says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let me just get that scripture to you real quickly, and then we'll open the phone line. That is, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 12, verse 11. Amen. All right, this is the testimony service, and we invite you to press star 6 and just tell what you're thankful for. While you're waiting to do so, I'll just start off. I am so thankful for God's blessing in so many ways, as our dear Mother Winston likes to say, bless me in so many ways. She's so right. God blesses us in so many ways. You know, we take so much for granted. We have a roof over our head. We have warm homes. And even if your home is smaller, bigger, about the same size as our home, you've got a home. Many people don't have a home. You know, some of us have loving family. Maybe some don't, but you know, you're still alive and you can be loving family to somebody, you know? So I thank God for that. I want to thank God for how he's been leading the ministry as of late to incorporate education in a stronger way and to start officially the Torso Biblical Wellness Institute. And we finished our first course. It is an online course. Anybody can take it. Even though we taught it virtually, it is online. So you can go online and watch the videos and then take your quizzes and that type of thing online. And I just want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for torso.net. It is under construction, but God is, there's a lot to digest. You need to start looking at that homepage because there's a lot there for you. We're still working on it, so excuse us while we're under construction, but the bottom line is it's going to take you a while to process what that is. So I want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for different ways that he allows us to help people. I've been able to help some people even since the class, and just thanking God for that opportunity to do so. So I'm thankful always for my lovely wife that God has given to me, that our marriage is truly a miracle. We weren't didn't have each other in each other's radar in any way, shape, or form, but God told me it was time, and he told me he would give me a wife quickly, and he did so, and he gave me a wonderful wife. Most of the time that when people, you might say, know the when the interest is kindled and then the marriage is soon after, that doesn't generally work out. But that's because God doesn't kindle the interest. You have a Bible scripture where, who was it, Rebecca, saw Isaac for the first time, and they married that night, and they had a wonderful marriage. So when God puts the marriage together, brothers and sisters, it is truly, truly a blessing. Marriage is still work. You still have to work. Love is cultivated and grows like a garden. You cultivate it. You drop those seeds. You help one another. You support one another. You listen, and you communicate, okay? But God is so wonderful, and I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for you all. You all are a church family. It's a unique thing that happened. Mostly with COVID, where a lot of people got online. But brothers and sisters, if you all have any needs, reach out. We are your pastor, pastor's wife, and we're here to help you. We thank God for that privilege. We're honored, actually, to be servants of yours and servants of God. Okay. We do have a couple of people on the line, and we'll go ahead and go there right now. Let's see who's first. It's giving me, let's see, maybe I didn't hit it right. All right, Sister Lenny, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. First of all, I want to start off saying thank you for praying for my granddaughter. She got to her destination safely. She'll be there for about a week, and then she'll be heading back home. I want to thank God for showing me how to and where to send tithes and offering. I had came away from the church for about 6 months, so I had stored up all my tithes and offering. I decided with prayer to send my tithes and offering to this facility. And I did that a couple times before I received this letter in the mail telling me that if I belong to a church, I am to send my funds, my tithes and offering, to that church. Now, they said that, but they didn't include my funds in that letter. They kept my funds. And I thought to myself, wow, I prayed and I felt led that I was supposed to do this. But when they did that, I said, wow, okay. If you don't want me to send them there, why would you keep them? Why didn't you send them back to me so I could send them where I need to send them? But I said that because I understand now, you know, the storehouse is not just the church. The storehouse is the facility, any facility that is giving you truth, and that's where you're going. You know, so I would not want to send my tithes and offering to church because I don't go to a church. So I send them where I'm receiving truth through Amen. Times of refreshing, simplicity of Eden ministry. So I praise God for that. I thank God for that. And my special brother gave me understanding of tithes and offering. So I really appreciate that. I appreciate everyone who gets on the call. I want everyone to know that I pray for you at wee hours of the morning. I pray for you when we're not on the broadcast, you know. I pray for you, and I just want people to know that, everyone to know that. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to go to Brother Ray Mend Evans. God bless you. Good morning, brother.
Morning, Pastor Shalom. Good morning, all. A few adjectives. Gratuitous, benevolent, caring, loving, spiritual, with the intensity of a thousand suns. I'm thankful for Sister Lenny. And happy related birthday, Sister Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. God bless.
Amen. This is my dear brother I like talking to. I always learned a new word when I talked to Brother Ray. He taught me, he said my wife's prayer was mellifluous, if I said it right. Brother Ray, did I say that right?
100.
Yes. Amen. 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 So, yeah, you hang out with Brother Ray, you're going to learn a few new words. Praise God for you, brother. Praise God. Amen. All right. Is there anyone else that wants to give thanks? We do have a thanks from Facebook. You all can either type it. I'll give you, in case you guys want to call from Facebook, I'm going to give you the number. In case you want to be heard, 720-820-1429. But if you want to type it, we'll read it. Uh-oh, I don't think it took that. Yes, it did. Okay, 728-2014-29. All right, so Brother Peyton, met Brother Peyton many years ago, but I noticed that he, Brother Peyton, I am so sorry. You know what? I lost it. It didn't, but anyway, I saw it earlier. I guess maybe did I happen to delete that text? But anyway, nonetheless, Brother Peyton was saying that he met me, and he's thankful that I spoke at his church in 2014. I didn't remember what year that was, so I'm glad he said that. 2014, it was at Seventh-day Adventist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Met a lot of wonderful people there. And that was his beginning of a health journey, and we've been good friends since then. So praise God for you, Brother Peyton. Amen. Amen. I don't know where that text went, but thank God. All right, we've got a couple of people on the line, and we're going to Sister Winston. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor Leonard and Sister Maria. I just want to give thanks to God for bringing you and Sister Maria into my life, because I don't know where I would be if he hadn't brought you two into my life. But I have been truly blessed through your ministry, because I have been studying the Bible ever since I was a child. And then to have you explain it, the Holy Spirit teaching you how to teach me, I have truly been blessed. And it was a funny thing, because I got up earlier today to read the Bible, and I read the passage that you were talking about the lepers. I said, that is amazing. And,
yes.
You know, God is so good to me. And He just blesses me over and over again. But to let me live to be 90 years old and still able to do things for myself and go about, and that is truly a blessing. But, you know, most of my friends and my relatives, God is calling them home. And I don't have many people that keep in contact with me and pray with me like in the past. But, you know, I spend time praying alone, because I'm never alone, because God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and the angels are there with me. And also, God has brought all of Pastor Flinders and all of those on the line that I pray for, and he just blesses me over and over again because he hears and answers so many of my prayers, and I could just talk all day long about how he blesses me and my family, my biological family, and my church family. And I know that I don't have to worry because I talk to God. I say, God, you know more about me than I would ever know about myself. So please build me up where I'm torn down and strengthen me where I'm weak and help me to increase my faith and do what you tell me to do because you say what you mean and you mean what you say and you don't need my help because you created the earth and everything in it belong to you. So whatever your will is, your will has to be done. But my will is that I receive eternal life. So in order for me to receive it, I have to do things God's way. So I ask everybody to keep me lifted up in prayer, and everybody have a blessed day, because God is good, and his mercies endureth forever.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God for 90 years. Amen. All right. We're going now to Sister Leilani. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Good morning. There's so many things that I'm thankful for, but I think the most wonderful thing is coming to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
Yeah.
And he took me out of darkness into his marvelous light. In the mid-60s, I was really deep into astrology and parapsychology. I even belonged to a parapsychology book club, and I got books about interpreting dreams and astrology and communication with the dead, and I was in a bad marriage, and God brought me out of that. My second marriage, my husband took me to Boulder, Colorado, and there I was hired by the community hospital or the Seventh-day Adventist hospital in Boulder. And I learned about how all that parapsychology and sun worship was not acceptable to God. And I'm just grateful that I didn't go to a church that allowed me to continue on with those things. I quit reading horoscopes, and I've just been so grateful ever since. And that book club was replaced by the Bible, which it's the only book I really need. Learned through the years that even reading sections and texts that I've read many times have new meaning to them, and the world just expands, and I just love him more every day. I'm just so thankful for Jesus Christ, and I'm thankful for your ministry because it helped me to get on a new footing, and I'm just so grateful for being alive, for waking up in the morning and being in my right mind. So thank you so much for your ministry. And this class has been just wonderful.
Praise
thank
the
you
Lord.
Again. Praise and praise God, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Anyone else just on the call, press star 6. We'd love to hear from all of you. I'll give the exact reading. I guess it came back, or he corrected it. Not corrected it, but he added to it. It says, "Good morning, Pastor Shellaman, Sister Maria Flemons, and friends. I am thankful that Pastor Flemons spoke in church in 2014, and I learned about TORM, that was Times of Refreshing Ministry. That's what the name was at that time. It's now Torso, of course. So we're glad that we met you, Brother Peyton. Praise the Lord. And you'll have to meet my wife in person one day soon, by God's grace. All right, we've got some callers. We're going to Sister Donna. Good morning, Sister Donna.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Maria. I pray that all are blessed today. Happy belated birthday, Sister Lenny, and may you have many, many more.
Amen.
I wanted to praise God. Let me begin by quoting one of my favorite scriptures, which is Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." You know, brothers and sisters, to me, that speaks of service. And it's actually, if I'm not mistaken, that's Jesus speaking. And he was about service. And that is why we as medical missionaries become, or why I did, because I want to serve. I want to follow the example of Jesus. Now, we have another scripture over in Revelation that speaks about that God counsels us to buy from him gold tried in the fire, and white raiment and eye salve, okay? White raiment so that we can be properly dressed for the wedding of the Lamb. The white raiment that we may be covered with his robe of righteousness, which is the character of God. And eye salve, so that we can have discernment and always be able to discern good from evil, so that the enemy cannot deceive us. So now, saints, this brings me to my praise, which is just thanking him for waking me up. Because, you see, every day he wakes us up, gives us another chance to humble ourselves before him. It gives us another chance to repent for our sins, which there will be no unrepented sin allowed in heaven. So not repenting for your sins can keep you from going to heaven when he comes. Okay? So then we also, it gives us another chance to just do all these things and every day. So every day we wake up, do these things. Give him honor, glory, and praise so the rocks don't have to cry out. Humble yourself before him, because it's a humble heart that he loves, okay? But then when I read Revelations, I had the question, what in the world do I use to buy anything from God? Because he doesn't need anything that I have. Now, he wants my praise and my humility, but what could I give him to buy something from him? So then I learned that it was the trials and tribulations of life, okay? Those ashes that we give to him, that it was talked about in Isaiah, that beautiful ashes, we use the ashes of the trials and tribulations in life when we give them to him. to buy that gold tried in the fire. So we see we have a purpose for our trials and tribulations. And my voice is going south. I think the weather's changing and stuff, but excuse me. But I just think that that's so important. You know, those two scriptures together, they have become my two favorite scriptures because one, to me, supports the other. He said that he would give us beauty for ashes. So, brothers and sisters, give your ashes to God. We will have them because we will go through trials and tribulations of life. And then remember that when you give them to him, ask him, take these trials and tribulations of my life, Heavenly Father, and let me use them to buy of you that gold tried in the fire. And that gold tried in the fire, saints, is his faith and love. The faith and love that you, that love that you can show to your brothers and sisters, to everybody else, being a medical missionary or not, he wants us to love each other.
That's right.
So that's part of my praise for today. And then I wanted to also give him praise because I have seen him work in my life. I've had a child in my life who was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a cancer that strikes infants, and they would not live past the age of 1 year old. But thanks be to God that this child has graduated high school. And they did the surgery, and she has been cancer-free ever since. And she continues to be cancer-free every day. See, that's a hallelujah moment right there. That's a hallelujah moment right there. And then I spoke yesterday about my mother passing at this time of year and how coming into God's marvelous light has taught me that I don't have to keep grieving, because that's what I did for many years. You see, when you lose a parent at a very tender age, I was 15. You go through stages of life where you need your parents, you know, and you are faced with questions like, what would she do when I graduated from high school, when I got married, when I had my first child, you know, and things like that. Then when the rough spots hit, if you have a divorce, well, what would she say to me now? And all of those points caused further grieving, because at the age of 15, I was only able to miss her physically, and that was the only level that I was able to grieve on. But thanks be to God. In his grace and mercy, I don't know why she lied, why she went to sleep, but I do know that God's grace is sufficient. And he will bring you through. He will give you what you need. Draw closer to him, and he will draw closer to you. And I praise him for that, for teaching me that, for bringing me thus far. And I know he's going to take me further. Because, you see, I'm looking forward to being part of that 144,000 that's going to stand on that sea of glass, mingled with fire, singing hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen.
So I'm just not going to take up too much more time because I've took up quite a bit. But be faithful, saints. Give glory to God. Lift him up. Keep your hand in his hand, and you will never walk alone.
Amen.
And that's my praise for today, Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you. We're going to go now to Sister Cavan. Good morning, Sister Cavan.
Good morning. Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Mm-hmm. And when I say that he is good, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What an experience it is to be a Christian. God is not, he does not perform cookie-cutting miracles. His blessings are gifted and designed especially for each person. person. He knows us intimately. And I cannot let this moment pass without publicly acknowledging my praise and worship of a God who is so tender in his care and love. I have seen it time and time again, his promise to be with me through the fire, through the water. No matter what, I can trust him to give me that perfect peace if I keep my mind on him. So I thank him for all the blessings. I cannot praise him enough for the health of my mother, who will be 102 on the 28th of this month. I am going to spend some time with her, and I just want him to know just how tender and precious his promises are. I keep them close to my heart, and I just want him to know that I want to surrender my heart to him. That's my gift back to him. Is my heart as wicked and raggedy as it is, I know that when I surrender to him, he will perform his miraculous work on me.
That's right.
So continue to pray for me. And I thank you for the blessing that this ministry has been in my life and to the many others who tune in daily. I thank him for the witness that I hear on this line from people who are walking with him, and you can hear it in their prayer request and in their testimonies. So I am just thankful, and I ask him to be with me as I've opened my home to Rwandan students, that they will see Jesus in my home, that they will experience him and come to know him and desire to follow him all the way. So keep me in prayer as I pray for each one of you. God bless you, and enjoy your family and friends, and remember those who will not be sitting at a table spread, who will
That's
not
right.
have the fellowship of family and friends. We have an opportunity to reach out to those who feel abandoned and lost and lonely and are grieving. So may God touch our hearts to be his heart here on earth, is my prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for that. We're going now to Sister Vicki. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Flemings and everyone on the call. I am so grateful to be a part of the Torso family community. Had the opportunity of meeting Pastor Flemings when we, our church, we, you know, a small church that was newly formed a few years ago. But anyway, I just thank God for the ministry. I learned a lot. This is a fiery man. He short stature, but powerful man. He just makes things so simple. And I look forward to hearing him in the morning worship. But I want to thank God for using me. Like the lady said, we should be servants. And the Lord used me last Friday. A student where I worked found out was in need of food. One of the cafeteria ladies had me to take another plate to him. And so when she directed me to him by describing him to me, I took the plate to the young man. Said, this is an elementary school. I retired this year, but I also work part-time at this school. But anyway, the Holy Spirit impressed me to get information from this young man and, you know, a mother's name and telephone number, because the food service lady said that the mother was going through a lot. So I know what that's like, because I was a single parent at one time. But anyway, I got the information, let the young guy know, you know, I want to be able to help to find out and see what's needed. So the mother did call me that same day, and I talked with her, and I told her that I would bring her care package to her. So I did, And last Friday, lo and behold, when I went to the grocery store, there was a young man standing outside the grocery store, you know, asking for some change. So I kind of went past him because I didn't want to hear him asking me for money because I didn't have cash money on me. So, but then he came into the store, and I saw him. I said, "Brother, what did you say to me?" And he told me what he said. So I said, "Look, I will buy you something to eat, and go ahead and find what you need." I said, "But please don't buy alcohol because I would not purchase that." So he understood that, and he got what he needed, and I was able to purchase what he needed along with my groceries. So then I stayed in contact with, that was last Friday. So yesterday, I reached out to the young lady again, Mrs. McCray, and I let her know that I had spoke because I used to volunteer as a food bank, at the food bank. So I located one of the ladies who I would work with to find out if they were going to be open this week because school is out this week. And I wanted to be able to, you know, volunteer, you know, because when you get a lot, you know, because volunteers are able to get food, too, after we serve people that comes in. So when I would get food, I always gave that out. I didn't keep it all to myself or to my family. I always gave it out. But anyway, the food bank wasn't open this week, so Betty fixed a package for me to give to this young lady. And she said, "Well, Vicki, come to the food bank to get a turkey." I said, "Oh, okay, that would be good." So when I got there, I was able to get the box from Betty and the turkey, and I called Ms. McCray to let her know that I was coming to bring her another package so that her, because she had six kids, so that she would be able to feed her children over the holidays. So she was really grateful to get that. So we, as Christian, we should always be a servant to others, not just to our families, but to others who are outside our family. So I just God for using me to be able to serve strangers, you know, because you don't know, you might be serving angels. So I thank God for being a part, being a servant, availing myself to serve others. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. And I thank God for being on the call.
Thank you. Praise God. All right. Let's see where it takes us next. Okay, we've already heard from Sister Kevin. Let me just do this. If I do that and then go to the next one. All right. We got Sister Jessica.
Hi. Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. Sister Maria and the Torso Fellowship. I want to just take the time to thank God. I'm driving, if you hear anything, on my way to work. But I just want to take this moment to thank God. I came into this ministry during COVID that Sister Lenny has shared with me. And it was threefold things. You know, I had some things spiritually I was going through and mentally and emotionally. And much of it I had brought upon myself. And, you know, some of, you know, I have brought upon myself some things old, but nonetheless, I just thank God for working through it because I had torso ministry. I was doing physical exercise through a trainer and also, through therapy. I was going through therapy and, my therapist let me know through counseling. I had been doing this for about a year. I said, a year go by so fast, you don't know. And she was expressing to me the growth that she could see in me and that she does see in me. And my mother, before I went to my counseling session, had said the same. She had said some things to me, what she appreciated and what she has seen in me as well. So I just want to say I thank God. Yes, I want to thank God for the pressing, because there really is a blessing in the pressing. And I want to thank God that on this side that I get to press on now so I can practice to be ready in these last and evil days, that I'll be chosen, I pray. I just thank God for a willingness be cleansed from the inside out so that I can really be a witness for him and that I can truly heal. And those who are in my immediate circle, like my sons, my grandchildren, and friends and family, you know, even those that I don't even know that I touch. I was at the grocery store, and I was, the Holy Spirit, I'm celebrating my fourth year of being a pescatarian, now working my way on to returning to the garden fully. And I, Amen. You know, thank you for a person that grew up in a household that if there was no meat, there is no food. So this is huge for me. And I just thank God for the holistic message and bringing me in this as I had remembrance how I came into the faith. And, you know, you're not going to have those days anymore, you know, where I went to camp meeting. I saw those beautiful signs up in Allegheny Pine Forage. And, you know, I was just reminiscing. And I just thank God for that and how he showed me, you know, just the gifts he has given me along the way. And this message and how it's been such a blessing for me and to others that I've shared it with. And also, I thank God for even the mourning of my own sins, you know, and, you know, just wanting to get this thing right, you know, recognizing self, you know, sincerely being transparent with God and with myself. You know, it's not... don't have time to, as they would say, you know, to be, I say play church or be phony. I really want to get this thing right. And I just thank God for him blessing me with provision to be able to juice and to share with those things that God gives me, rather it's through the internet, to sharing about juicing and green juice. And, forgiveness of sins, and just I thank him for so much and for this ministry and for the school. You know, I too echo what Sister Lenny said. You know, I was feeling torn, you know, everything I was hanging out because I was growing as I've been growing in Christ. And I said, Lord, show me. I don't know what I'm doing. Help me here. And he showed me how to return my tithes and offering to the ministry here and be able to still help other ministries, you know, so that I'll be able to have a witness to others, even still in the fellowship, you know, I call it the small country church, and didn't want to lose them because some people don't even know as much as I know. So I didn't want to lose that as well. So I was feeling torn, not so much the membership because I'm not into membership anymore. Can't even stand that word because, you know, a membership, you play dues, and it's a whole different type of atmosphere. I'm into citizenship, working to the citizenship of Jesus Christ, to the kingdom, upbuilding of kingdom thinking, into kingdom thinking, and I want to continue to be kingdom thinking. So I just thank God for growth and insight and wisdom and to rightly apply it. And for Desiree to get over herself, you know, and I just really thank God for provision and thank God for my mother that I've had opportunity to have conversations with her that I don't have to wonder. You know, my mom will be 80 years old by the grace of God in January. She and I share the same month but different days. I'm born on the 4th, she's born on the 26th, and I say, you know, I'm older than you because I'm born on the 4th, you know. But I just thank God because our relationship has grown. It has not always been what it is today. It has not. It was very tumultuous for me. And then when God showed me, you know, as a parent, when I grew as a parent, that showed me that we're all sinners, raising sinners. And when he said that to me, I was like, whoa, sinners, have mercy. that gave me the grace to be even more gracious to myself and to my mother and others, you know, especially in parenting. So, because we all got to, you know, don't have it right at the time, but we grow to get better and not remain the same. So I thank God. I don't want to hold this anymore, but I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. I have so much. I could go on and on. But I want to thank God for this moment right here, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. We're going to go to Sister Wanda now, and then I'll read a couple of testimonies from Facebook. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks be to God. I just want to be really quick, but just wanted to give an acknowledgement. I wrote these scriptures down because I did not remember it, but stepped out to start bringing things to my car so I can, you know, prepare to go. But the word is the lamp unto our feet and light to path. That's not the one I was going to say, but it is so true. But the two scriptures I do want to share, and that is, you know, I think it's 1 Thessalonians, but everyone know that it says, in everything, give thanks. And what I say to that is because, you know, giving thanks is our testimony. You know, we're thanking the Lord for what he has done. And also, the other one is found in Psalms 107, and it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I love that verse, you know, because we just don't have enough time, you know, to thank him. We can think we have thanked him. It's been an hour giving him thanks, and I guarantee you we're going to, throughout the day, oh, Lord, thank you for this, thank you for that. It is a continuous thanks and praise, and I can see why the angels stay before him just saying, holy, 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 because he is who he is, and he is worthy of our praise. And so on that note, you know, I do. I praise him for so much, for everything, and have learned to even thank him for even those things that don't feel good. I did have an experience many, many years ago that I was not happy with an individual in my life, and we were going through some trials at that time, and riding in the car, and I am faced the window, they're the driver, I'm the passenger, and I'm face the window looking out because I don't even want to see this individual in my perfect vision, you know, that kind of a not being happy or upset or mad or whatever. And so, you know, but the Lord, the scripture came to my mind. He says that, just that, you know, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I'm still looking out the window, pouting and mad. And I'm like, Lord, it took me a few minutes, but I said, okay, Lord. And not happily, but forcefully, really. I said, Lord, you said, you know. So I repeated what he said. And so once I received it, and he knows that it's a process for us, you know. He knows we're not perfect, and I thank that he do that. So once I received it, then God gave me peace. And I remember the rest of the trip I don't even remember the rest of the trip being, you know, in a bitter or bad way. So I just thank God so much for his word. And I do thank him for fellowship of like-minded believers. You know, that's always been my prayer for many years. You know, keep me among like-minded people. I want to be amongst like-minded people. And I thank God for this ministry and so many marvelous things he has done. And praise God, in 2 days, for 3 months, when it took 3 months, 2 days, I got my test done, my quiz was done last night. So thank everyone for prayers. And Pastor, I'll be calling you about that today. And So, and I'm just going to thank God in advance for this one. I don't see it yet, but by faith I see it because his word said it, he's promised, and he is faithful. So I thank God for my daughter for bringing her back home. She's not here yet. She's not with God back, and it's not my home because she's well up in age. You know, she's well 30s, 30-ish, okay? And so, but it's bringing her back home to God. He's going to do it, and I thank God for that. So thank you all for your prayers, and God bless to the ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If there is anyone else, just go ahead. We see Sister Susan. I'm going to go ahead and read a couple of things from Facebook, and then we'll take Sister Susan. And if there is anyone else, go ahead and press star six. We start with Tyvina. Sister Tyvina says, I praise God for being a father who cares. Many a days and nights I've cried out to him, and he's answered, sometimes right at the moment, right at that moment, in small, simple things as well as big. I know that he cares, fills my heart with thanks and gratitude and love for my Heavenly Father. I'm also thankful for Torso. I never would have thought that my first encounter with the ministry would turn out, would turn into you guys being a huge part of my family's and my heart and daily life. I'm thankful for the family and community we have here. So many people around me have been benefited from this divine encounter as well, with spiritual and medical help. To God be the glory for that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all. And then Michelle Knight says, good morning, Brother and Sister Flemons. I praise God for you too. May God continue to bless your ministry. Amen. And Tyvina gave me a correction of a typo, but I've already read it, so I'm not even sure where the typo goes. So I'm sorry. We're going to go to Susan at this time. Good morning, Sister Susan from 2A.
Good morning. I hope that you all can hear me.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to piggyback on the scripture that one of the sisters gave, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, because I often refer to this scripture to remind myself that no matter what is going on, God is still God. He's still worthy to be praised and thanked. And so sometimes when we're experiencing difficulties or those trials and tribulations, crucibles, whatever you want to call them, of life,
mm-hmm.
To remember that God is still God no matter what is going on. And by faith in him, we have the victory at this moment, even if it has not manifest. But I want to thank God for being introduced to Torso Ministry by a dear friend, Brother Ray, is the person who introduced me to this ministry, and many other things that have been a blessing to me as it relates to the Seventh-day Adventist ministries and outreach and all of those things. So I just want to thank God this morning that John 103, one of my favorite scriptures says, bless the Lord, O my soul,
mm-hmm.
and
That's
all
right.
that is within me. Bless his holy bless. Name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. So I guess my testimony is this, that God is God. I thank God that I know him in the pardon of my sins. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for all the testimonies, because every testimony that I hear helps to build me up. And also what you said originally, before you started, you opened up the testimony line, is that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank God for all of you. I will continue to lift this ministry and all of the saints that I have encountered as a result up in my prayers. God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of. Remember, we're not having our broadcast tomorrow or Friday. May God continue to bless you, but these testimonies, if you just dwell on the word that we got this morning from different people, it will carry you through these 2 days. Praise the Lord. We do have somebody from Ohio. Let's do that before, I believe that's Walking John, before my wife comes in and closes us out. Good morning, brother.
Yeah, Pastor, I just want to let you know and everybody else how much I appreciated the broadcast, the Torso Ministry. I try to get it every morning at 6 o'clock. But I'm very grateful and just thankful to the Lord. May He bless everyone who's listening. And just for everybody to remember, when faith speaks, God listens. And I'm very, very, very much a listener of this Torso Ministry. So may the Lord bless everyone. And have a happy Thanksgiving and don't eat too much turkey.
Amen. I have a sneaking suspicion we don't have to worry about that one, but thank you so much. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay.
We got somebody else from Cleveland. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Thanksgiving to everyone. And just want to give a quick prayer request as well as testimony. I would thank you for your ministry and for all the years of service you and your wife have presented to us. Thank you all for sharing. And also would like to request prayer for those not only that have lost loved ones, but for those that will spend time with family and those that are in need of forgiveness. And I appreciate what you shared the other day about how do you think you're going to make it to heaven when the person here you don't like. So that's another thing. Not only does people go through grieving a loss of a loved one, but also have, you know, issues with other family members. So even though you may be able to spend time with other loved ones, there may be people, other family members there that you need to reconcile with. So I think God presents those opportunities as well. And I will share quickly Psalm 103 in verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And may God bless everyone and keep everyone safe and those that are traveling. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lori. God bless you. All right, we're going to turn over to my wife at this time.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we pause to give you praise, glory, and honor. What an awesome God you are and have been in our lives. You are so faithful to us. Even when we haven't been faithful to you, you have not held that against us. Even when we don't take you, your word seriously or take you for your promises, you still don't hold that against us. Lord, we are unworthy to even come to you even now, but by your grace, your love, and your mercy, you have granted us an opportunity to approach your throne where we can come before you and ask for forgiveness of our sins, to be cleansed of all unrighteousness, and to recognize that we are to worship you, to praise you, to remember you, who is the most highly recognized, loving, living, true God of this universe, of this world. Lord, we ask that you will help us to take time always to be grateful and thankful for the things you have placed into our lives. When we look around the world, many are without food. Countries are in famine, pestilence. Countries are in climatic disasters. There are countries that are in war. Countries are in so need of a Savior. And Father, sometimes we do recognize that we could be selfish about the things that you have blessed us with. Maybe we're not given enough praise and honor to you. And all these things, we look at others and sometimes we don't think about, should we help them when we see them on the street corner asking for help? When we pass someone who has a sign up telling us that they're homeless, we're told that we should stop and talk to them. We should minister to them. We should help them. But how many of us do that? sometimes we even walk in the opposite direction to avoid them. This is not of you. This is not how we are to serve man. And Father, I do pray that each of us will reach out during this time and find those that are in need. I thank you for Sister Vicky's testimony, because she was impressed to help this young man with his family, making contact with the mother, and then been able to give them even more to help them to be fed for the next several days. That's how we should be, Lord, looking out for those that are truly in a need of help and assistance, a need to be able to feed their families, a need to be able to just have a place to even stay, a place where it's warm, where clothing and food and shelter can be provided. We do want to pray, Lord, for our families, but we need to pray for our neighbors. Pray for those who we have yet to even come in contact with. But we need to be asking you to place them into our path, because today is the day for us to be able to really reach out beyond the borders of our family members. Help us to reach out to others. And I pray, Lord, that each of us will ask you to impress our minds. Who can we help? Who can we help? And how can we help them, most importantly? And Father, we do want to pray for those who have lost loved ones during this time of year. We know that void is there, but so is peace and joy that you can bring to us. May we tap into that peace and joy by asking you to give it to us, to fill us with it, and to let the memories of those loved ones be ever so sweet, but not ones that make us depressed or sad, but ones that make us happy and glad. Because then we can remember and celebrate their precious life and the fact that they were given to us for such a time. And Lord, I pray that you will let the families that are in a dispute, families that don't quite get along, may this be a change of season for that. Help all of us who have to deal with family members that are difficult to deal with. Let us get along. Let us find a way to set aside our issues, our problems. If we can't talk them out, let's just set them aside and forget about them. And let's remember how short time is, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And may we learn to forgive, as we ask you to teach us how and to help us to forgive. Most of the things we argue with and fight with our family members are so silly and so unnecessary. Let us, Lord, learn how to respect, love, and support one another. And we as Christians, as your sons and daughters, help us to be able to show Jesus, the love of Jesus needs to be beamed into their lives. That's how we want them to remember us. Let us not engage in harsh words, but love soft-spoken words. And let's turn away from anger, and let's turn towards love. And Father, we pray that you will bless everyone who have given their praise testimony today. As they go about on this day, may your spirit travel with them, guiding, leading, directing, and instructing every step that they take. May every word be a word of love. May every thought be a thought of expression of love. And may our hearts and our minds be filled with being able to show Jesus always. May we be faithful to you. And may you help us, Lord, to remember that God is love. And for that, we should be loving sons and daughters. All these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lambs with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving, everyone.